This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I always say, I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, playing around in the chat room, both of them. We have the chat room for the old folks. That's at TheRealSide.com for those of you who don't like Facebook. If you're up on Facebook, then there's stuff there for you. There's a whole feed and a Facebook thingy and all that. He seems to make you happy. Smarter people than I up in the chat room. But I got to tell you what, as I always say, there's 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, which tells me how high your IQ must actually be. So I do really appreciate your time with me. You know, it was only going to be a matter of time, if you think about this, that a young man would figure this out, or somebody would help some of our young men in town. Oregon now has an issue. Because Dick's Sporting Goods is refusing to sell a gun to a 20-year-old who has a legal right to have one, and this is a whole different form of age discrimination, is it not? So he's got a legal right to have a gun. He has decided, Tyler Watson is the name of the young man, he's attempted to buy a rifle on or about February 24th at a Medford, Oregon Field and Stream store. Now, they're part of the Dick's team. Watson's suit filed in the Circuit Court of Oregon for the County of Jackson says that the store employee refused to allow him to purchase the handgun. I mean, the rifle. He wouldn't sell Watson any firearm that he was legally allowed to have. Because the store policy now, as posted and printed, which really puts him in a bad way, most attorneys I know have always told me, don't put it in writing. And this is a problem. So anyway, the employee referred to Dick's recent policy shift disallowing firearm sales to anyone under 21 and cited a policy reason for denying the sale. Now, Watson's suit alleges that Dick's policy violates Oregon's law against age-based discrimination. You know, I know this is kind of like a gray area, but isn't it nice to be on the winning side for once? I mean, seriously, we couldn't bake a cake. If you refuse to bake a cake, that's discrimination, right? Religious discrimination or what have you. And now you've got this young man who has figured out with the help of somebody with two brain cells to rub together that he can file a discrimination lawsuit because he has every right to have that gun. He has every right to have that rifle. He also filed a separate suit claiming at Walmart store in Josephine County, Oregon, discriminating against him by denying him also a rifle sale on or about the same time. I think it was the first week of March. Now, with Dick's, the Walmart employee at the gun counter allegedly told Watson that the rifles and shotguns could no longer be sold to individuals under the age of 21, and that was posted in this store, which I find just amazing. Now, in both suits, Watson alleges that the defendants, Dick's and Walmart, not only discriminated, but advertised unlawful discrimination policies by issuing a press release and other materials. So to me, I love this. I think this is great. This is sometimes the left really doesn't think past their elbows, right? I mean, there's a whole world out there past your elbows, and they're sitting there thinking to themselves, okay, well, this would be good. What we'll do is we'll raise the age for these rifles. Now, I got to tell you, I grew up with a lot of guys I grew up in Boston. As you guys know, you listen to the show on a regular basis. And I grew up with a lot of guys that had rifles. We had shotguns. We had rifles. The year I left Massachusetts, I had 22 pistols. And did I need 22 pistols to protect myself? No, I just, they were shiny and I liked them and I had them in the house. And none of them ever went out in the middle of the night and shot anybody. And when I had them on my person, I never felt the urge to shoot somebody, to show how powerful I was because I had a gun on. I never did that. And I was pretty young when I left Massachusetts. And I keep telling you guys on a regular basis, this is not a gun issue. And I know you're tired of hearing that from conservatives, but it's not a gun issue. It's an issue of the heart. It's an issue of what these young people, we haven't taught them anything. We've taught them, as is the first chapter of my book, absolutes? Absolutely not. We've taught them they have no absolutes. Nothing is right or wrong, because if it's right or wrong, now you have to make a decision. Now you have to decide that you did something wrong, and God forbid, we don't want to do that unless we have some safe room with a little fluffy animal close by, right? It's okay. It is okay to teach your children that they do wrong things, that sometimes they make mistakes. And that's how they become good human beings. That's how they become good citizens. They don't become good citizens or good people because you coddle them and you keep them covered from anything that might make them feel bad. Because these kids, as you know, I'm a trustee at a high school district. They don't know how to deal with failure. They don't know how to deal with something that feels bad. I jokingly call them the speed bump generation, right? When we were kids, not that we were any better than the kids today, but when we were kids, you ran into a wall. What did your parents teach you? You go through it, you go over it, you go around it, you find a way to make it happen. Today, they get to the speed bump, and if they can look away from the smartphone long enough to look at mom and dad to find out what's going on, they can figure out what to do, but the speed bump stops them dead in their tracks. So my question is, what are you teaching your children? It's really like, you know, I know quiet on the radio is not good, but think about that. Look around. If it's early in the day and your daughter or your son sitting in that little minivan of yours, what are you teaching your kids? We had easier access to guns in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and we had less shootings. What changed? Come on, think about this. What has changed in the 80s, the 90s, and here in the 2000s? Why does it seem like it's no big deal? And not that it's no big deal that these things happen, but that when these kids do these things, why is only the people close to them are surprised and the adults seem to be befuddled? It's always confusing to me. But again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I barely made it out of high school. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me on GCN Live. Barack Lori joins me. We're going to find out if atheism really kills. And listen, you atheists that listen to the show that love to call in, you ain't getting any time. I'm going to take all the time. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, Text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
The Real Side on TCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't bother calling. I won't give you any time. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. I appreciate the time. If you want to send me a question or something, you can either do it up on Facebook in the live chat room or send me an email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Alice Cooper, what a great lead into this, because Alice was an atheist for years and years and years, and then he became a Christian. He found a need for God after ripping off all those frog heads with his teeth on stage. I was there for one of those events. It was pretty disgusting. But anyway, we won't go there. Barack Laurie joins me. He's written a book called Atheism Kills, The Dangers of a World Without God. And you know what? This is one of my favorite topics, as many of you know. I love talking about this stuff. I love it when we talk about God and what he needs and his involvement. And for you people who think that our founding, I won't go off this because I won't eat up his time, but who think that our founding fathers wanted us to have nothing to do with God, you really went to the wrong school. You really start to need to do your own research and find out truly what our founding fathers wanted for us. Barack, thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate your time.
What you're saying. By the way, I love the bumper music to your show. This is fantastic. This is why I came here, really. I mean, I want to talk about the book for sure, but, you know, the music is what it's all about.
Yeah, I'm with you. If we, you know, if I wouldn't get in so much trouble, I'd do more music. Unless seriously. But, you know, I really do. This is one of my favorite topics because we talk about atheism a lot on the show, and not because I don't like atheists and I want to be mean, because that's not it at all. I feel for them. I understand where they're coming from. I actually think that atheism is a religion in and of itself. It is a belief system, isn't it?
That's right. The smart ones, the honest ones, will say and acknowledge that it is a religion. It's an ideology, at the very least. The dishonest ones say otherwise. Look, I was an atheist myself. I know exactly what these people are thinking.
Well, and that's the thing I want to talk about, too. Before we actually get into the book, you set out to prove something different.
That's right. Yes, exactly right.
As most do, right?
Right. Oh, okay. It was so much fun. I mean, I was convinced that mantra that religion has caused more deaths than anything else was accurate. You know, I mean, they kept on saying it over and over again. You know, like they said, the Democratic Party is more compassionate, so they must be right. Yeah. But when it comes to atheism, that's what I thought. And so I set out to prove exactly that. Well, lo and behold, after just a little bit of research, I found out how dead wrong I was. And I was embarrassed, Joe. I mean, it was funny to go through this process. And during the process, I thought to myself, how could I have thought otherwise? That atheism was somehow better than a religion? Something that held a moral standard? Come on.
Well, you know, what's funny is reading some of the comments about you, and I read some of the negative comments about where you were and where you come from and how you've been brainwashed and all this other stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, my God, why don't some people just take the honest road and go check it out yourself? At least you can say, I've checked it out. I've gone down that road. I've done some of that research. And Barack, you know what? Great for you, but I didn't come to the same conclusion. I refused to do that. But what was that moment where you went, wow, you know what? I might be wrong.
Right. Well, I realized, look, an ideology is only so good as its impact, in my opinion, right? If you can love communism all you want, good for you, but guess what? It's highly destructive. It's very dangerous. So say you're a communist all day long, but you're really embracing a very dangerous ideology.
Yeah.
Okay. And atheism is like saying, look, I feel like driving 150 miles down per hour down the freeway without a seatbelt. Because that's what I like doing. Well, it's kind of dangerous. All right, so that's an ideology that is purely dangerous. Now, I realized that. Once I realized the consequences of atheism and how horrible a track record it has I decided to change.
But
I didn't want this.
You didn't have an experience where, you know, you got sick, your wife got sick, family member got sick. It wasn't one of those that you hear on a regular basis. You came to us from a
totally logical point of view, intellectual. No, I almost wish, I envy these people that somehow had a, you know, come to Jesus moment or God moment in the case of Jews. And wouldn't that be great? I mean, how cool would that be? But no, I had to come with simple statistics and logics and history to understand, and very simply, that there has to be a God. The Creator must have created everything that we see around us. And you know what? It's far more embracing of the intellect to believe in God than to not. Yes, you heard it right. You atheists, you think you're so smart, as I did, right? In fact, you are actually holding back. You don't realize how much you are numbing your brain by embracing atheism.
The two things I love the most that I make atheists crazy with, I say, you atheists have so much more faith than I do.
Yes.
You do. Because you believe in this vast wasteland of the universe where there was absolutely nothing. Somehow two atoms came together that didn't exist to begin with. They found this tiny little intersection in the middle of this vast nothingness, right? They came together, they exploded, and look what happened.
Right.
All I have to believe is the God that loves me, cares about me, the creator of the universe, set all this in motion for me and him.
That's right. And all we have to explain, you and I, Joe, is the presence of evil.
Yeah.
The atheist has to explain everything else. So good luck on that, by the way. I mean, and how do you explain free will? How do you explain self-awareness and consciousness? How do you explain love, humor? I mean, right? If everything can be explained by evolution, then explain to me, riddle me this, Batman, explain to me humor, right? Oh, there goes Og.
he die, he not so funny, right? I mean,
you're right, yeah.
I mean, that's it doesn't ring true to me. So once I embrace the Creator, it all makes sense, and it's so much more enjoyable. Life is much more enjoyable when you embrace God.
Well, yeah, and it's not, you're not always in a moment of confusion, because I don't know, as an atheist, you know, you talked about it a minute ago, I don't care whether it's humor or just trying to figure things out, it's got to be exhausting, because everything is an accident, right?
That's right.
Everything ended up by accident.
Well, let me tell you what the atheist will say to what you just said, because I know it so well. By the way, I can out-atheist any atheist, right? I trust me on this one, I'm really good at this stuff. So among other things that they'll say is, look, you know, this God of yours, he's the last of the various sky gods that you believe. He's the caboose of all the gods, right? And we just, with the advent of science, we are now chucking away our fears about the sea. We're chucking away the fears about space and so forth. And now we have this God of the gaps. That's what they call it. And they think they're very smart, by the way.
That's right.
So, and that's why you're just clinging on to, sir, because, you know, you're so afraid of the future, and you're so afraid of the dark universe and the chaotic universe, you've got to embrace this silly notion. Well, look, you have to explain to me, my atheist friend, how the universe came to being. And it's not good enough to say one day science will find the answer. It won't, because the more we learn about science, the more we realize we don't know. Right? It's like you open up a door only to find five more doors, and then you go to each of those doors and they have like 50 doors each. It's like chasing a runaway train. No, sir. It doesn't work.
No, we got a lot to talk about. Too bad we can't do this for 2 or 3 hours. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. If the beer is what you want, go get another beer. Barack Laurie joins me. He's written a book called Atheism Kills, The Dangers of a World Without God, and Cause for Hope. There's still hope. Real hope, though. Not that hope from 8 years ago. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Life.
Well, it's early yet.
You know, when this song is played, you need a puff of smoke to go find the screen. Take us back to the 70s. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. No phone number. You're not calling. I'm not letting you eat up my time. I appreciate the time you're with me. But you can head over to the website, therealside.com. There's a live chat room going on there. You can get involved with. Also, there's a Facebook feed with a chat room or whatever you call it there as well. So smarter people than myself are in that room. But guess what? I do have somebody smarter. Believe it or not, I have somebody smarter than me in the room with me. Barack Loria has joined me. He's the author of Atheism Kills, The Dangers of a World Without God, and Cause for Hope. Barack, really, truly, thanks for being with me. I'm having a lot of fun with you tonight.
Thank you. You too. Really a pleasure.
You know, I always, and again, let's make this clear. We don't hate or dislike or, I mean, atheists are humans. They're people, too, and I feel every human has the right to love and respect and that kind of thing. But we just don't agree, or I don't agree, with their line of thinking, if you would.
That's right. Look, my brother is an atheist. One of my sisters is an atheist. I you know, to my embarrassment, I guess. But, you know, it's the...
Keep working on a Barack.
Yeah,
keep
I
working
will.
On
a... No, I've got them to change a little bit. They everyone who reads the book changes a little bit. They see atheism differently. They may still remain an atheist or even agnostic, but they understand much more after reading this book. But to your point, my siblings are wonderful people. I love hanging out with them. We're great together. But their ideology is dangerous. That's all. In the same way a communist could be a great person, but communism is dangerous.
Right, right. Now, before we get to a little more detail, I want to get to your aha moment again, all right? So you're sitting there, you're studying, you're doing whatever, you're contemplating whatever it is riding down the road, and you have that moment where you go, I can't deny this anymore. There is a God. You pick up the phone and call Mom. Hey, guess what? What do?
You know,
you do something with it.
It was in college. I discovered God in college. What a funny place to discover God, right?
Wow.
Yeah, who knew?
Most people decide, find maybe their next wife, and they keep trying until they do.
Right.
But go ahead, anyway.
Well, I'm doing my thesis at Stanford, and setting out to say that, you know, that religion has caused more deaths than anything else.
Oh.
And during the process, I'm learning about free will and the philosophical conundrum. You cannot have free will without a creator, whether it's God or something else, but without a creator that gives it to you. And I had to accept that reality. And I believe in free will. I do not think that I'm just the product of millions of synapses and billiard balls in my life. I just don't accept that, right?
Right.
I do think that I am responsible for my actions and that I have that free will. And once I accepted it, it was very hard to say that there's no God. And so what did I do, you ask? I didn't call my mom. I went out to some my Christian friends. There were some born-again Christians. And God bless them. They were so sweet and so intellectual and so kind to me. So I went to them first. And I said, guys, I got to tell you, I think I've been influenced, and I believe in God. And it was so sweet. It was a nice moment. We all hugged each other. It was a good thing. So I felt very uncomfortable with it, but at the same time, I felt this great burden being lifted from me. So that was my aha moment.
Okay, what about your, now tell me about your atheist friends when you said, hey, I don't know how you guys are doing this. I came up with the fact there has to be a God. What'd they throw at you? Come on.
They were very hostile to me. They were indeed, and they still are. I mean, that my atheist friends, I know what they're thinking because I used to think the same way. They think that I'm racing toward the comfort. You know, maybe I, like you said, maybe I had a terrible illness in my past that I was so worried about and I became afraid, and this is the thing that I must embrace in order to soothe me. And they just don't have that in me. They just don't. So I keep on telling them, look, you've got to ask some serious questions for yourself. How is this possible? Like you just said, Joe, about all the possibilities, all the randomness associated with it. These are fractions, statistical fractions, that you have to multiply against each other, right? And they're absurdly low chances. So like you said, for an atheist to believe that there's no God requires far more faith than to believe that a creator. Now, you can decide that creator is not the same God as the God of the Bible. I get that.
Right.
But you should know that there is a creator.
There has to be a supreme, you know, there has to be a supreme being. Here's the thing I always find interesting when I talk to my atheist friends, who they're pretty smart people. I mean, they're not just idiots. They've truly given this some thought in their own mind. But you're a product of a gabillion years of mistake after mistake after mutation. Now, I saw X-Men. So where are your spikes to come out of your... I mean, you right. See what I'm saying here?
Yeah,
body is such a perfect thing from head to toe. How did that happen with billions of years of mutations?
They can't accept that. They'll say they'll say the following, Joe. Well, you know, after so many billions of years, it was bound to happen somehow. And that science will find some sort of explanation for what appears to be random, you see. But again, that takes a great degree of faith. Now, the atheist, by the way, he'll always trip you up in this one area. Here's the trick. Focus on the miracles. I put that in quotes, miracles of the Bible, right? The six days of creation, Moses parting the Red Sea, Jesus walking on water, all those goodies. And they can have a field day all day long. You believe in that garbage? Well, have at it. I sure don't. So they get lost in the miracles, as I call it. But never focus on the reality of where they are right now.
Brock, I know I'm going all over the place with you, and we'll get on to the book, but I always find it interesting that people, I'll have conversations with people who believe in angels, right? The guardian angel, the this, the that. And I go, but you don't believe in God. No, I don't believe in God. So, because you can't kiss, touch, and hug God.
That's right.
Have you ever kissed, touched, or hugged an angel? You can believe in this thing because you've made it up in your head, but you can't believe in a God. It's what they've been fed over the years. It's what they've been looking for. They can't find that moment that there is a loving creator that cares about your life, right?
They cannot imagine that. They don't. And yet they want to live in that world of morality and goodness that you're talking about,
yeah.
Joe.
Yeah,
I used to say as an atheist, by the way, I'm an atheist, but thank God nobody else is. Right, that was my line, but I didn't even realize the internal inconsistency. I mean, I really believed it. Thank God nobody else is like I am. I felt like I was the guy in the Matrix, right, who swallows the blue pill, right? And I see reality, but nobody else does. You poor schmucks, you can live in your world, but we better make sure that nobody else has the blue pill. I think I'm talking the blue pill, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what I thought about the world, and it's scary. Nobody wants to live in that world. So atheists create their own morality. They claim that morality can come from anywhere outside, by itself, rather. And logic and their heart will do it, which begs the question, why so? And here's the thing I love asking any atheist, especially the older ones who may be parents. So I say, do you have any children? Yeah, sure, I've got two of them. Why? I mean, did you plan it out? I mean, why do you have children? Well, because I want and I say, go on, tell me, what's the reason? Well, they eventually say, well, I kind of want to pass on my values to somebody else. To which I say, why? What do you care? Isn't the whole point of being an atheist that you live and you enjoy the goodies of life, get as much money as you can, have as much sex as you can, acquire as many toys as you can, and then expire them all by the time you die? Like so many tickets in a carnival, right? You know, you want to make sure you get all those tickets used before you leave the carnival. That's what the life is for an honest atheist.
Well, here's the deal, though. When you're an atheist, where's your morality, your right, wrong? Because if I was an atheist, coming from my background as my listeners know, and I decide what's right and wrong, you all lose.
That's true.
I'm at the top of the food chain, and you guys can go pound sand.
Right.
But with a loving God who has said to me, this is how I want you to live your life. This is what I want you to do. That's the standard I have to live by, reach out to, as an atheist, who sets that value?
Right. It's so true. Atheists live in such a cacophonous world. They seem to understand things like this. We all have letters. I understand the letter A, B, C, and so forth, right? Well, I want to develop my own alphabet. And now you have to live by this. Same thing with numbers, right?
Yeah.
You will work on a base 10 system with Arabic numerals. Good for you, Joe. But I'm going to develop my own system with a base 8. And we'll all try to work things out. Of course, we understand that standards have to exist. But when it comes to morality, well, somehow that's not necessary.
It's
fascinating.
You know, the other thing about science, and I tell people all the time, you accuse people who believe in God of not believing in science, and my phrase to them is always the same. That's not true. That could be furthest from the truth. The thing is, I don't believe that science created God. I believe that God created science. And I believe the reason that H2O equals water is because God commanded that H2O equal water.
Yeah, that's right.
You guys are nuts if you think we don't believe in science.
On the contrary, science is the best tool to find God.
Yeah.
God gave us science and the curiosity of exploration to find him. Don't you see it? I mean, it's like all these clues are right there for you. Go find them.
Yeah, you know what that music means, because I know you do your own show.
Yes.
Yes, we're going for a break. Because we both believe in capitalism. I got to make some money unless you're sending me checks. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
All right, don't send me any emails. It's a song from the 70s. You could never play this today, I'm sure. You'd be picketing this radio station and everywhere else. But, you know, take it for what it's worth. I know some of you were that brick house back in the 70s. Today, maybe not so much. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time that you, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Remember, next hour, hang out. Don't go anywhere. I got to interview Attorney General Jeff Sessions earlier today, and what I'm still doing in California after I talked with him, I have no idea. It is time to get out. Maybe the next entrepreneur should come up with buying a very large one-way moving company, and you'll make a mint, I guarantee it. Anyway, I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I'm going to take about a two-minute break and give you time to go buy this book. Okay? I don't even give you time to buy my book. I tell you to do it during the commercials. Atheism Kills by Barack Lurie. Really, seriously. You got to get the book. It's The Dangers of a World Without God. We talk about this on this show on a regular basis. You guys know this is real. But there is a cause for hope. There is a reason for hope, because we know there is a God. We know we have real hope. I'm talking real hope, not that stuff from years ago. Real hope. Barack, thanks so much for being with me today. Appreciate
Thanks again.
Your time.
Thank you, Joe. So it's a pleasure.
And
well, that hope is real, by the way. I mean, it's there's so much concern. I mean, look, you can be very despondent about the situation with atheism. Atheism is a destructive force. It's killed more than anything else in history. And for that, you need only look at the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, only about 70 years of the 20th century, and you'll get up to 200 million people dead. a billion people enslaved, and God knows how many tortured and raped and so forth. So that's bad enough as it is. But, and that's the emphasis of my book, to show you that fascism and communism, both godless ideologies, have killed everything.
But Barack, you totally went over all the Crusades and you know the Salem witch trials where they killed hundreds and hundreds of witches. And,
you know what? Got me there. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, that's why I love that, Joe. Right, when they tell you, but what about the Inquisition and Crusades? And you can see in their minds they've got a drop mic, mic drop thing.
Yeah,
and gotcha, zing. And the Salem witch trials. Okay, so let's start with the Salem witch trials. So first of all, how many people were killed in the Salem witch trials?
8, 11,
19 total.
Okay, all right.
Total.
Oh, 8, 11, and 8, 19. There you go.
Yeah, good. Yeah, it lasted for about 4 months. Okay, so let's get real. All right, that's for one thing. All right, how many people died in as a result of communism and fascism, both with atheism as their front and center ideology? Up to 200 million people. And it's still going, by the way. There's still communism around. North Korea, you want to talk? And then, of course, Cuba and everything else. So, then it kills, back to the Inquisition, the Crusades. It's a drop in the bucket, my friends. And don't even start with me about the Inquisition. Come on. First of all, the fact that Queen Isabella decided to impose this Inquisition, you think she did this in the name of Christianity? The Pope didn't order this. Queen Isabella did. Why? Because they had just gotten rid of the Moors in Spain, and they wanted to kind of keep this a Christian thing. They were gun-shy about any other religion. They wanted to preserve it as Christian. Okay? So that's what happened. But don't say that this is a Christian ideology. It was a completely different fight, and very few people died, relatively speaking, compared to that. A total of, wait for it, 5,000 people died in the Inquisition, okay?
Wait a minute. Now, I've seen the pictures. What do you mean just about 5,000? You're telling me there wasn't tens of millions? There was just about 5,000?
That's what I'm telling you. That's right.
And the Crusades,
likewise.
Like millions and millions, don't they?
The Crusades, about a million, over 300 or so years. Okay? And that includes all the soldiers and all the people who died of disease, and why not somebody who died of a stub, a toenail problem, okay? Because it happened during the Crusades. So it's a nonsensical argument. These are the arguments that they present, though, as though it's like fact and gold and everything else. They also forget, of course, that part of the reason why these numbers leaped up and was so onerous and so huge was because of the Protestant-Catholic friction. Mm-hmm. The Protestant Church decided to malign the Catholic Church dramatically and say, look at the horrible things the Catholic Church did. We, the Protestants, we're better than that. Right, and by the way, I love Protestants. You got to understand that, but it got caught up in this rule.
Sure.
The Catholic Church did so much good compared to, just about anything else in the world. So look, atheism kills not only the numbers, but also kills everything else. All the things that you and I value, Joe: love, humor, creativity, progress, mm-hmm. technology, and yes, science. Science. It would all go bye-bye.
You
got to
tell me about that. How do they kill science?
Well, okay, so science, there's no need for science. When was the last time you saw a leopard in the jungle say, let's think about this scientifically, right? Okay. I mean, it's not necessary for our survival, is it?
No.
Right? This is not an evolutionary thing. And yet we have this quest to study the galaxies millions of light years away. Why? That's not going to save you or me from anything. It's not going to help a thing. Okay, I get it with the cures and everything else, but why even do that? I mean, the animals, so you're going to die eventually, so what do you care about cures? And animals just don't have that sense at all. So we have this dichotomy between us on the one hand and animals on the other, but they're a great, a mirror from which we can see ourselves. And we have this quest for science, and we have to ask ourselves, why? Why? And then the same questions we ask: why do we have kids and all the things that we love so much? Why do we have values? Why do we have love? And why do I want to stay with, why do we believe in marriage? All these concepts. But the atheist has no answer for that. Just none. The only answer they have, and it's always the same answer. And atheist, you know that I'm right. You say one day science will find an answer for that. Just because I don't know it now doesn't mean that there's not a logical reason for that, Mr. Lurie.
Right.
That's what they'll say.
Well, you guys used to believe the Earth was a flat. You guys used to believe that everything revolved. I get that from them, too. And you go, okay, but again, science has shown us different. That same science that God created. See, the Bible says that God created this stuff and it was moving in a certain way.
Right.
And I love how science always seems to catch up to the Bible, does it not?
Oh, it's 100% right. And, you know, sadly for the atheist, the science in the Bible, you know, barring the miracles and such, we can talk about that another time. But in terms of the age of the universe, it's exactly right. It's, you know, we had some Kabbalist Jews who actually defined the age of the universe 400 years ago. They got it right, exactly right. We know about the roundness of the earth. If you think that if the Bible were to be a fabricated document, then you would expect the Bible to reference at some point that the earth is flat. It does not, right? You would expect a lot of things out of the Bible that it just simply doesn't have.
Right.
It's an illogical document if you think it was fabricated. It's totally illogical. Why wouldn't this Bible say, give all your women and your money and your toys to Moses and his descendants? Right? Why not? That's what you would do. Instead, it says the leaders are not important. This thing called God is more important. And not only that, but I, God, want you to be free. Are you kidding? And I expect you to be responsible. This is completely different than Marx's interpretation of the Bible and religion being the opiate of the people. You guys, atheists, you need to kind of square these problems. You've decided that you're so smart, but you forgot to deal with these realities. Well, yeah, why would the Bible invoke freedom like this? Why would it encourage science? Why would the Catholic Church, if it were so evil, want to develop the university? They developed the university. They developed the scientific method. They developed churches and hospitals and the school system.
Research and development for medical purposes.
Bingo.
I mean, all of that. You know, you're right on, and I think it's always funny to me that, you know, atheists will make fun of us, will ridicule us, yet I don't know many of my friends, my Christian friends, that will ridicule people of other religions, you know?
Yeah.
You have a right to believe what you want to believe. I feel sorry you don't believe in the God I believe in, because I believe in a God of love and caring, and I wish you would know him like I do.
Right.
But that's from a caring standpoint. That's not from a, you better believe like me or else.
Right.
We don't do that.
Well, it's such a good point. And I know a lot of atheists are right now chomping at the bit, and here's what they want to say. They want to say, hey, Joe, Mr. Lurie, no one has ever died in the name of atheism. And then they cross their arms and say, right?
Right.
They love that phrase.
Sure.
They think they're so brilliant when they do that. Okay. So first of all, yeah, actually a lot of people died because of atheism. Okay. So, and that's called fascism and communism. And then you have to ask the question, what good have you done? Seriously, what good has atheism done? Go, I'm waiting. Tell me. You can text us and all that good stuff, right? But they cannot come up with a single answer of what atheism has done in the name of atheism. Okay? There may be some good atheists, indeed, who happen to be doctors and scientists. And Andrei Sakharov is my favorite hero. He was an atheist.
So,
but it just ain't true.
I know we could do this another hour. We're going to put up How to Get Your Book. Here is the book. See that right there? I know it's radio, but if you're watching, you can actually see it. This radio TV thing has always made me crazy. Anyhow, you got 20 seconds. Tell me what you want people to get out of the book when they buy it.
Understand that no matter what you believe, that atheism is a destructive force. There are many books about why there is a God, why there is no God, but there are very few books. In fact, this may be the only one that talks about why atheism is destructive.
Barack, great job, a great book, and I will bring you back if you'll drive back out here.
I'd be delighted to.
I'm Joe Messina, your host, just a real side on GCN Live. Next hour, remember, we've got AG Sessions joining us. Atheism Kills, get the book. I don't know what else to tell you. Spend the money, skip a lunch, buy the book. We'll be back in a few minutes.